When you talk about protecting those air bases from any nearby wind farms, how far of a distance are you talking about? 10 miles, 20, 50, or what?
You know, Jerry, I think that's the conversation that we need to have, and I think this is why we're interested in getting together and having this interim study. Along with just our airports, our military airports, we also have military training routes that, for instance, Altus and Vance Air Force Base use to train pilots. You got to consider that these pilots are trainees. I mean, they're people that are learning to fly. Well, let's just take Vance Air Force Base, for instance. When these guys are taught to fly, they learn to fly at low levels, which is, you know, generally about 500 feet off the ground, to train them to be able to do so in a war-type situation, to fly underneath radar so that they can fly undetected. And so one of the concerns is if we continue to move in the direction of building wind towers within those training routes, and most of those have been in place, and some of them have been in place since 1955, a lot of them since 1975, so the training routes have been there. And so if we allow those things to continue to build in and around those training routes, well, it degrades those. They can no longer carry those missions out. Could have a huge impact on Vance. Altus has a drop zone training area that we practice with the Air Force Base out here, where they learn how to fly low levels to, you know, drop off materials or drop off, you know, supplies and those kinds of things. And so they have to have those areas that are protected to allow them to train in those situations.
Yeah, I've even seen some of the massive cargo planes lumbering along in western Oklahoma, but obviously they're 40, 50 miles away, but they're still coming in from a very low approach toward Altus.
Right.
So
right.
That theoretical zone could stretch a considerable distance.
It could, and I think, you know, there's not anything. I think one of the things that the misconception from the wind folks is that it's a prohibition, it's prohibiting them to be able to develop. And the reality of it is Senate Bill 477 was trying to bring them into what the Aeronautics Commission already does, and that's bring it in within the permitting process, so that when they do have a project, that we can bring in the stakeholders and allow everyone to have input and say, okay, this is where we are. You know, how close can you get to that without, you know, truly encroaching and diminishing the viability of this particular training area or training ground? So it's not a prohibition. It's merely bringing it into the permitting process. And so I think one of the issues that the wind industry has is that there is already in place a clearinghouse at the national level through the Department of Defense. However, the concern that we have is that even though that clearinghouse has been in existence since 2010 or 2011, somewhere in there, that we continue to see a trend of wind development and encroachment into those areas. So I don't know if it's the clearinghouse's inability to look at it from a local perspective, because most of their determinations are made such that if it doesn't rise to the level of national security, then most of the time they approve these projects. Well, and that's fine. I mean, nobody's against wind development. But at the same time, we can't do that at the risk of losing what is truly has an economic impact as our military does.
So the whole upshot of the interim hearing is to possibly come up with some sort of a bill I guess, what, putting more regulations and more focus on where these wind farms will be located in respect to the military bases?
You know, the Aeronautics Commission currently has the authority for ever since 2010, and they do have the authority in and around airports to regulate the construction of tall structures. So it's not anything new. They've been dealing with this for you know, the last 7 years. And so I think if you look at their record and the amount of approvals that have been granted versus the disapprovals or rejections, the Aeronautics Commission definitely has a business mentality when it comes to you know, reviewing and studying those and allowing them to move forward. But to say that they do not have the experience to do that is less than true, because they do have the ability to be able to help in that area. So, yeah, the whole thing is to bring everybody together, those that are truly willing to maintain the interest of the entire state of Oklahoma in keeping what we have alive, as well as allowing development to continue. And that's what the purpose of the interim study will be. And we'll see what turns out.
Very good.
There will be a lot of folks involved, I'm sure.
That sounds like it. You know, I was just thinking, I noticed a map that showed primarily you focus on Altus and Vance and, of course, the helicopters, but there are still planes down at Fort Sill and such. But even at MACAP, the Army Ammunition Plant down at McAllister, you know, it has to have an opportunity as well.
Right. Yep. You know, in the studies that were done leading up to and the laying out of those maps, you're looking at probably about a 20 to 25% airspace use in those training routes. And again, no one is saying that that you can't build on them. But for instance, if we have a training route here, you know, how close can we get to that and maintain an open corridor where the military can continue to use those training areas? I think one of the things people say, well, you know, they can go someplace else and do it. They can move their training routes. They can do this and that and the other. But I think, you know, when we do throw that into the mix, and we do have, as you mentioned, the possibility of a BRAC, and the mention is that if not in 2020, perhaps in 2021, all that would be taken into consideration. If we diminish or degrade the ability of our military to train, and they do have to move someplace else or go someplace else, then, you know, what's the purpose for maintaining them here in Oklahoma?
That's right.
I think when you look at the map itself, if you look at the map that shows the completed projects, the proposed projects, and the construction, those that are under construction already, there's a huge, it's going to have a huge impact on the area around Vance Air Force Base. You know, Tulsa's been trying to get, the F-35 or whatever, whichever, I don't remember right offhand which one they've been trying to get. But at the same time, why would they be granted that if we continue to see a degradation of the ability for them to train? So as we continue to move forward and try to attract more missions, I know Altus has got the KC-46 project that we just told the other day is still in future planning. We should have the first plane here sometime 2018. Again, if we don't protect what we have out here and the ability for the military to train, then my question again remains, you know, why would they want to expand the missions that they're planning?